Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our soon coming King. I'm glad you're making Bible Strong a part of your day. Bible Strong, teaching the Word, preparing the people. We here at Bible Strong believe that the Bible is the inspired, infallible, and the only authoritative Word of God. I don't claim to comprehend everything that's written in this book, but I do believe everything that's written in this book. When I read some scripture and I scratch my head with one hand and say, I cannot comprehend this, I lay my other hand over my heart and say, nevertheless, it is written, I believe it. It is clearly taught in the Bible. And although my reasoning may not find the words to explain it, I may not be able to find the words to articulate and prove the truth of it, yet I lay my reasoning down at the Master's feet and trust what I cannot see. Since Christ is the wisdom of God, and all wisdom is infallibly gathered up in Him, I do not expect to understand fully every verse in the Bible. I only ask to be informed as to what it says. I do not suppose that I may comprehend everything, but what I say is this: show me your Word. Reveal your Word to me, and I will believe it. We here at Bible Strong believe that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We believe that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We believe and fully trust that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Our mission is that none should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of the saving grace of God. Our mission is to tell the good news about the treasure of purpose and truth and wisdom to be found in the person of Jesus Christ. The exchange life, our weakness for His strength, our poverty for His wealth. Not I, but Christ that lives within me. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair, lean in. I did not finish all the lessons that I was going to teach from Psalms chapter 10 and verse 17. I spoke on the first part where it says, Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. The second part I want to speak on is you will prepare their heart. God's Word is true. God cannot lie. Trust in the Lord and do good. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Wait on the Lord. Keep His way, and He shall exalt you to inherit the land. The psalmist said in Psalms 38 and 9, Lord, all my desire is before you, and my groanings is not hid from you. And listen to what the psalmist wrote in Psalms 138 and verse 2. The writer said, I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and for your truth. For you, listen to this now, this is important. For you have magnified your Word above all your name. Can you imagine this being written in the Bible? Above the Lord's name, He magnifies His Word. His Word is preeminent in this universe. You can preach in his name all you want to. You can speak in his name whenever you will. But if it's not according to the word, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your breath. He exalts nothing above his word. He is not a man that he should lie. Let's get back to Psalms chapter 10 and verse 17. The second part of that verse tells us, you will prepare their hearts. This is an important statement. This is a blessed assurance. This assures us that God will prepare the heart. You could turn this into a prayer and say, Lord, prepare my heart. We should all have some kind of preparedness for the coming days as far as circumstances allow. There is the laying up in store for a rainy day that every sensible man will make as far as he is able. But brothers and sisters, the best preparation for the future lies in having a heart prepared. If you get all else prepared, but the heart is not, you have left off the most important part. If the heart be prepared, and yet other things not be prepared, I believe that things will turn out right in the end. All goes right when the heart is right. Out of the heart are the issues of life. And these issues of life are true and good when the heart is right. God only can prepare the heart for that which is right. He alone can prepare it for holy living, prepare it for holy dying, prepare it for eternity. God will prepare the heart of the humble to receive Christ. You may think that you don't feel fit to come to Christ. Well, let me say this. All the unworthiness that you may feel, that you may lack, God will give you. He will prepare your heart. You want to be empty. You want to be broken. The Spirit of God will work upon your conscience by the operation of the Holy Spirit. Don't stand back from Christ. God prepares you for Christ as he has already prepared Christ for you. And not only that, God will prepare your heart to receive more of Christ this coming year. This would be a wasted year if I thought that this year I would not learn something more of my Master than I have already known. I would think that I would be a failure this year if I should have no fresh insight concerning the beauties of his person and the excellency of his character. Oh, that we may receive Christ more fully into our hearts. The heart needs a sweeping, a cleansing, a preparing. And here, the promise of this work is divinely performed. God will prepare your heart not only for grace, but for more grace. Let me say this. This year, we're going to need a prepared heart if we're going to perform the duties that God has for us. I know there are those who claim to be able to foretell the future. They're fools. Those who believe them are not wise. We cannot tell what a day may bring forth, but I like to think that nothing shall come for me to do, but that God will prepare my heart to do it. I may be called to a work that I have never attempted before. If so, I believe that God will prepare my heart and give me grace to do that which I have never done before. This year will bring changes for many, but you shall be prepared for that change. You may be called from one town to another, even into another state. God will prepare you for this change. You may be called from being an associate pastor to being a pastor in another state. If so, God will prepare your heart for this change. There are other changes that come in a person's life. We may have to endure great sufferings this year. Poverty may fall upon some who are now in a comfortable position financially. Bereavement and grief will come to some this year. Some will lose their spouses, their siblings, their children. In spite of all that may come upon you, God will prepare your heart. You remember what Solomon said about the wise woman? She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She has made such warm garments for them that she says, "Let the snow come if it wants to." They are prepared to resist the cold. So God's wisdom and grace will clothe us all with such garments of consolation that when troubles come, we shall be fully prepared to bear it, if it be for duty or for suffering. This year, many that are listening may die. It may be my lot. It may be yours. But we can fall back on this grace assurance. Thou wilt prepare their hearts. If I can keep this word in my heart and on my tongue all this year, nothing shall be able to disturb me. I shall be like the man of whom it is written, "He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord." I'm going to close the lesson right here. Tomorrow, I will be speaking on an entirely different subject. I'm going to be speaking from Job chapter 32. My lesson will be taken from verse 7, where it tells us that days should speak and multitude of years shall teach wisdom.